time to unmask the Saudi and Zionist and their involvement in Satanism. Iran should stand firm for its right and no deal without immediate lifting of sanctions. Israel should also be asked to sign the NPT. So far, Iran must accept the P5+1 suggestions to freeze all its peaceful nuclear activities, and so the sanctions will lift off in 10 to 15 years. Conclusion? There won't be any deal. Who are the West to tell anyone what they can or cannot do? The hypocrisy of the West and its allies knows no bounds. Anyway, all this talk about just a nuke, yet we all know the only country that used one on another. I don't agree with anyone having nukes, but one nuclear nation should not be allowed to prevent another from it if that's what they wish, and I believe Iran doesn't want a bomb.
Just some of our viewer comments as posted on our social media pages. I wanted to go to Dr. Marandi now. Dr. Marandi, before we went to those comments, Mr. Bukhari there pointed out that the talk about trust is both ways, that there's also an issue within Iran of trust. How do you feel about that? Would Iran honor any deal regardless of which government is in place?
Well, I think there are a number of key differences between Iran and the United States. One is that President Rouhani is constrained by Iranian sovereignty. In other words, neither he nor anyone else can sign away Iran's sovereignty, and definitely he doesn't want to, and the foreign minister, Dr. Zarif, will not do so either. So they can't, and Iran has already been extraordinarily flexible over the last year and a half. Iran has halted many key elements of the nuclear program already, and it has slowed down other elements. So the Iranians have shown a great deal of flexibility and goodwill. The American side, on the other hand, so far has not shown itself to be a reliable partner. On numerous occasions, they've expanded the sanctions regime in contrast to the Joint Plan of Action. They've added new individuals and new companies, major companies. Theoretically, they could just continue until every Iranian is a part of the sanctions regime and all Iranian companies. So the Americans haven't shown goodwill. And also in the past, a large part of the sanctions are actually illegal sanctions that the Americans have unilaterally imposed on Iran by threatening third countries from refraining in dealing with Iran. But an important point to keep in mind is that in the past, all the different Iranian administrations that have dealt with the United States have honored their commitments, but it was the United States that didn't. For example, over Afghanistan, the Iranians and the Americans negotiated, then Iran was called the Axis of Evil. During 2010, the nuclear negotiations between Iran, Brazil, and Turkey led to the signing of the Tehran Declaration, which was within the framework of the letter given by U.S. President Obama to the Brazilian president and the Turkish prime minister. Yet, despite the fact that he accepted what Iran had done and the agreement, theoretically, when it was actually signed, he slapped the Brazilians and the Turks in the face and went for new sanctions. So far, it's been the Americans that have been unreliable, and the Iranians, even now, the IAEA has said repeatedly that Iran has stuck to the Joint Plan of Action that it signed last year, and I think that there's no reason to doubt Iran. So Iran's constraints are its constitution, its rights, and the United States and Iran has been the side that has shown goodwill and flexibility. So without a doubt, the ball is now in the American court.
Mr. Bukhari, how do you feel about that? Because, certainly, especially when it comes to the example that Dr. Marandi there used of the 2010 Turkey and Brazil deal signed with Iran, which the U.S. then rejected, though it was at one point in time, at least with U.S. support, that those talks even took place. Certainly then it's a lot of questions are raised then at that point that, what about these rounds? Can we trust everything that's happening here, all the agreements that are being signed here?
I think the answer to that is the fact that the Rouhani government and the team led by Foreign Minister Javad Zarif continue to negotiate. They continue to negotiate and with quite vigor. And so they must have trust in that process. Otherwise, they would pull out of the talks. We're not seeing any indication of that In fact, you know, everything that we have seen from the behavior of the Iranian negotiators and the wider Iranian government is they want to continue talking. So I think that, yes, there is mistrust at some level, but I think that the hope and the expectation that this process will lead to something beneficial for Tehran is what is driving Iranian behavior. The same thing can be applied to the American side. I mean, look, a deadline passed yesterday. This is probably the third deadline that's passed in less than a year. I mean, starting from last July to November and now again in March. Yet the Americans and the other P5 plus one members are continuing to negotiate. So I think both sides, despite their suspicions and overall apprehensions, do believe at some level that something good will come out, can come out of it.
Okay, Dr. Marandi, we just have a few minutes left, so I wanted to get your final comments then. Going forward, at this time, obviously, it's not a done deal with any, you know, with anyone's judgment. It may just be a memorandum of understanding, as our correspondent has been saying a lot. As also, what are you expecting to happen?
Well, obviously, we all hope for the best. We all hope for a good deal, but we shouldn't be impatient. The Iranian negotiating team should feel that the Iranian people have patience and that they have confidence in the team. The team obviously has stood its ground with regards to Iranian sovereignty despite American pressure and despite the fact that the Western media is carrying out a huge psychological warfare, a degree of warfare against the Iranians over the last few days, both their Persian and English outlets. But I think that the Iranian government and the negotiating team has shown that Iran has shown goodwill, that the Iranians have been flexible, that the Iranians have worked within their rights as a sovereign and independent country. Yet in order to create an opportunity to have a deal, the Iranians have made sacrifices. Many in Iran say that the government has even has been too flexible. So this shows the degree to which the government has moved forward in order to bring about this positive atmosphere for an agreement. So the ball is definitely in the American court. If there is a good agreement, so much the better. If there isn't, then I think the international community will see that the fault is really with the United States. It doesn't matter what administration is in Iran.
I do apologize for cutting off. We just have a minute left. I wanted to give the final word to Mr. Sure. Bukhari. Then, Mr. Bukhari, how do you feel about what we should expect to happen?
I think that there are no signs that this process is about to be derailed. Minor disruptions happen all the time with everything. But I think that this process is going to go forward.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do appreciate both of your contributions to this edition of the debate. That was Mideast and South Asia Director of Stratfor, Mr. Kamran Bukhari, who had been speaking to us live from Toronto. And we were also joined by Professor of the University of Tehran, Dr. Sayed Mohammad Mirandi, who had been speaking to us live right here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. And of course, viewers, we do appreciate your comments as posted on our social media, as well as watching. Until next time, good night.